People always talk about something hitting the spot, like it's specific, it's a certain thing. But my spot may be different from your spot. Wouldn't it be nice if there was one item that always hit the spot for everyone, no matter what that spot may be? And what if that food is cereal? Hello, and welcome to The Empty Bowl, a meditative podcast about cereal. My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm a cereal enthusiast.
And my name is Dan Gewehr, and I am Mr. Cereal Worldwide.
What an honor it is to have you, Mr. Cereal Worldwide. It's a big get.
I'm going for Mr. Cereal Universe next year.
Well, hang in there. Gabe will probably try to fight you for it. All we ask during this show is that you relax, that you try to give yourself a break to just think about cereal. You know, there's a lot of research that says that stress stays in the body even after it's no longer in the mind. You carry it with you. And so by giving yourself permission to let your mind wander, to let yourself breathe, you can release some of that stress. And that's what we propose to do for you. Or maybe you're going to sleep. Do you like that, Dan? I always like the idea that people are going to sleep listening to our show. I don't know why. Some people probably would take offense.
No, I'm more than happy to hear that. I'm glad we can provide this valuable public service.
I think because I use podcasts to sleep so often that it makes me feel good to be part of the continuum. We're going to have news about cereal. We've got some reviews. And then we'll go a little bit looser. You know, we'll freestyle a little bit in the third segment. But first, Dan, what's breaking in the world of crunching?
So this first one is some big news because it involves Reese's Big Cups. You know, the Reese's company is obsessed with turning their iconic cupped candies and then filling them with all kinds of different other types of goodies. And it seems like, in comparison, Reese's Puffs cereal very rarely gets any, like, meaningful innovation. Like, they'll change the shapes for different holidays. Like, the Bats are back on shelves now.
Right.
And they do, like, hearts around Valentine's Day. But you rarely see any really distinct developments in that field. So it's good to see that big Reese's, the cups, are taking little Reese's Puffs under their wings by stuffing Reese's Big Cups with Reese's Puffs. And, you know, it's a really cool concept to hear about. I can't say whether it's going to be particularly, like, notable compared to some of the other eccentric stuff they've crammed into Reese's Cups before. Like, having these sort of corn cereal pieces that are already pretty light and airy compared to, like, the Reese's Cups with pretzels in them or with, like, the Cookie Crunch or the Reese's Pieces, I don't know if it'll be quite as intense, but it'll definitely be an interesting textural experience.
What else, Dan? What else is going on?
So back in the world of actual cereal...
Actually, can I ask you about the Reese's Big Cups with potato chips? Have you tried these?
No, I haven't. I've had chocolate-covered potato chips before, and those are pretty good. I like the salty sweet.
These are pretty good. I could use more chips, but like if that's a sneak preview of things to come, it's all very intriguing.
Maybe we'll get Reese's Big Cups stuffed with Reese's Puffs that are stuffed with potato chips.
As we continue to spiral away from the world of brands that are actually cereal-related, I had an incident at the local grocery store today, and... I saw that they had Little Debbie's Zebra Snack Cake Ice Cream and Little Debbie's Nutty Bar Ice Cream. And I had this moment where I was like, oh, we got to talk about that. And I was like, wait a minute. No. It's just all so mixed up. It's just all so confused. There's not actually a cereal connection here.
I mean, mealtimes and different desserts and treats and breakfasts are all starting to get swirled together. Like, have you seen the commercials that are out now for, like, Kellogg cereals trying to position themselves as like a dinner option?
Just like one option you can have.
I mean, like, people have definitely eaten cereal for dinner historically a lot, but to see like the actual mascots approaching this real life family and be like, eat cereal for dinner. Cereal is
cereal
dinner.
For dinner.
It's kind of dystopian in a way.
I mean, it would be wild except for the fact that
they did exactly that for breakfast. I mean, they literally, true. It's just like, this is breakfast.
Their way in there.
Yeah, when cereal came out, it was literally like, this is breakfast now. And everyone's like, are you sure? I'm absolutely sure. Yes.
Now they're putting breakfast. Little Debbie's Zebra Cakes ice cream on your dinner plate, and we're just going to accept it at this point.
What are these General Mills minis?
So General Mills is miniaturizing three of its most iconic cereals. They're releasing, this is next month they're coming out, November that is, based on when you're listening to this. But we're getting Cinnamon Toast Crunch minis, Trix minis, and Reese's Puffs minis. It's interesting because they did mini Trix before, back when Trix was kind of having an identity crisis, and they tried like the no artificial flavors and colors. They tried going back and forth with the spheres and the fruit shapes and all that, and trying mini Trix as well, which I kind of got the impression, since it went away so fast, that mini Trix was not a success. But there must be a new sort of interest around miniaturizing cereals, because these three mini cereals look pretty mini, I will say. They look like they're about the size of Grape Nuts. I can't imagine they'd have the same crunch as Grape Nuts, but they are indeed very tiny. And again, they present what I would imagine would be a very interesting textural experience, especially for something like Trix and Reese's Puffs, where some of the problems that I have with them is that the large corn spheres tend to be a bit too airy and corny. I think shrinking them down and giving more surface area to the actual flavor will certainly work in their benefit, you know?
For sure.
I also think this line of cereals speaks to the deep primal urge in all of us, which is to like eat mouthfuls of aquarium gravel. So,
yeah. Finally living out that childhood dream. I love this. I love these minis because I feel like I'm a big proponent of a full spoon, my problem with the larger cereals is that I just don't feel like you can always get a satisfying spoonful. These look great, though.
Do you think the minis will have poor sog tolerance, and might that actually work in its favor?
Possibly. I mean, it'll definitely be different. I tell you, I am really excited looking at these about the baking applications.
Oh, yeah.
Because I use a cereal in a lot of different cooking. I'm just imagining, like, can you imagine Trix treats made out of these minis? I mean, using them in a snack mix or like baking them through a cake. I mean, come on, this would be beautiful. Forget about it. Delicious.
Not even like cereal bars so much. I'm imagining just like little clustered spheres of like rolled Trix minis, you know?
Ooh.
That is hitting the spot mentally.
The conception of it is hitting the spot.
Yeah, I'm rotating a Trix treat in my mind right now.
That is another disadvantage of the inferior fruit shapes to the spheres, is that they don't bind as well in a
It's a peaceful space, so I'll let that slide.
Any other news going on, Dan?
So, considering strange cereal innovation, it's coming from a really weird place now, with Kellogg's launching yet another Elf on the Shelf cereal. They've released...
This is the fourth one, right?
This is the fourth one. There was first a sugar cookie cereal, there was a peppermint one, there was a hot cocoa one, and now we're getting this very esoteric and strange release that is Elf on the Shelf North Pole Snow Cream Cereal with Marshmallows. And the whole gimmick here is that this is apparently the first cereal that cools your mouth as you eat it. And I was reading all the material sent to me about this, but they never tell you what the actual ingredient is. It's very ambiguous. The description is just that, thanks to a special slow-release flavor ingredient that awakens the senses, enjoy a unique experience like you just took a bite out of a fresh-made snowball. And I mean, that interests me. I'm not interested in the fact that this is like a boring sugar vanilla cereal and that it won't really have any flavor depth, but I don't know. Are they putting like menthol in this, I have to imagine?
I don't know. There's like... There's a drink that they have at the Disney World at the Oga's Cantina that numbs your mouth with these things called Szechuan buttons, which are like a sort of flower that has that effect. And maybe they're using buzz buttons or Szechuan buttons. I don't know.
When it numbs your mouth, does it like numb your sense of taste?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, you can still sort of taste, but it's more of a tingle. Like, ooh, ooh, tingly. Like that kind of thing. That might be what we're going for here. I mean, I got to try it, even though, like, I'll be honest, it does make me a little uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not one of the sensory things that I've come to expect from... What are y'all... Why does this just now developed? Why does my grandpa not have mouth refreshing cereal?
Is it going to cool my insides too, is what I'm worried about.
Have we studied the long-term effects of cooling yourself with cereal?
It is funny that, though, in the span of just a couple months, we've gotten, like, the heat miser and ice miser of cereals here with the Cinefuego Toast Crunch, too. So I wonder if you were to combine those, whether you would just melt from the inside.
Quick update on those. I found the Cinefuego. This is not a review
segment,
to
hear that.
But you mentioned it. And I just wanted to say how unbelievably vile
it's so it truly bad. Is. It's so
I have. I bought one bag as a goof, and everyone that I thought would be game, which I have cultivated a social circle of people for many, would meet that qualification.
They're no longer in your life, are they?
not a single one has been like, I'll have some more. Not a single person has been like, ooh, good, delicious. Like, it is vulgar. It is a foul product.
It's bad.
Any other news?
So this is kind of...
Oh, wait, this is very exciting. Can I tell you, Dan? I want to tell you, before you say this news... I woke up this morning and saw your sharing this, and my alarm had just gone off, but my wife was not up yet, and I like literally shook her awake and held up the phone to show her this. It was the literal meme of like, honey, wake up. They are doing this thing.
Yeah, I did not expect this at all because I had not heard anything about it until I saw it in store. But this is, again, cereal adjacent, not about Chex the cereal, but about Chex Mix. And Chex Mix is bringing back the bagel chip. I don't know how many Chex Mix diehards we have here, but for the longest time...
Well, we got two on this show, and that's all that counts
exactly.
Right now.
For the longest time, there were two sort of bagel chips in a bag of Chex Mix. You had the garlic rye dark chip, as well as this lighter bagel chip. And they kind of just slipped it out of the rotation a while back. I don't even remember when. And I just figured that it would never make a return because there weren't exactly a lot of people like jonesing for it. I definitely tweeted about it once or twice, just how weird it was that it was gone, never expecting for it to come back. So I likewise was in the store and saw this on shelves and like almost let out an audible expletive while there were many children around me, and I snatched up the bag immediately. And I guess this can sort of serve as a mini review too, that I mean, granted, I haven't had these bagel chips since I was a Chex Mix loving little lad back in the day, and I they weren't my favorite piece. My favorites were always the pretzels, and I like the breadsticks as well, but the bagel chips were also really good. And, you know, I think it's a little too soon to tell where they fit into, like, a modern adult palate appreciation of Chex Mix, because they're still good. I think part of it is that I've really grown to love the garlic rye chip over the years, to the point where, like, I'll buy the Gardetto's bags of only garlic rye chips and just sort of snarf those down. So it's interesting that, like, those things are really, really, like, potently flavored, whereas these lighter bagel chips are a lot more subtle. They're kind of, like, they're more crouton-y, and some of the ones in my bag were really, like, unflavored, whereas others were super flavor-blasted with flavor dust that made them taste, like, almost soy saucy. So I wonder if they're still trying to get the quality control just back to its former glory, but... I'm always glad to have more of a diverse mix in my Chex Mix.
This is thrilling stuff. This is what you come to Empty Bowl for. Few reviews. What did you get a chance to try since our last episode, Dan?
I did get to try the new Halloween Pebbles, which, you know, there's not really a whole lot to say about them because they just taste like Fruity Pebbles, but they come in these really beautiful orange and purple colors that, again, evoking aquarium gravel, as a good product always does. I think that...
All the finest foods.
Mm-hmm.
What is salmon roe, but just squishy aquarium gravel?
Yeah, I think in a case like this, like a lot of the times, I really prefer the seasonal cereals that don't try to mix things up flavor-wise, as opposed to just giving like a really cool seasonal veneer on a product I already loved. Like, these are really great, and I really love like Cap'n Crunch's Halloween Crunch, which again doesn't even have its own flavor. It just kind of turns your milk green, over like even just the Monster cereals, which, you know, those are iconic and great as well, but obviously we've talked about the quality of those declining over the years. So like, why not just stick to cereals that are tried and true year-rounders like Cap'n Crunch and Pebbles for your Halloween breakfast timing or dinner timing?
And I'm always torn about this because I love flavor experimentation. You know, I'm not a big fan of just like color reskins, because who cares? But I mean, when you come up with one of the best flavors on the planet, so delicious and iconic that it's been replicated in everything from cupcake mixes to vape juice, like, you probably should just go with that, right? Like, people make lip balms about you. Like, I don't blame you for not wanting to try to top yourself with another fruity flavor.
I would love to see like candy corn pebbles come back someday, because I don't really remember what they tasted like, but that's a unique idea.
Yeah, I'd love to see it again. Looks like you had some cookies too.
Oh,
I don't know,
man,
a better segue into you talking about cookies than say, hey, looks like you had some cookies.
So I tried the Pillsbury Monster Cereal shape cookies, and these things rule straight up. So
really
good. Well, I mean, I've always loved Pillsbury shape cookies. You know, granted, I preferred them back when they came in like big sliced logs where you could bite into it like a banana or an Italian sausage, and now they're kind of pre-cut. And they made them safe to eat raw, which is like, but I did not imagine that they would do this, where they made Count Chocula and Frankenberry shaped cookies and actually gave them flavor. Usually the Pillsbury shaped cookies are just sugar cookie flavored, which is really great and good and all, but they did a really good job, I feel like, of infusing respectively chocolate and berry flavors into these cookies. They really taste like chocolate and strawberry ice cream, specifically, more so than like their actual namesake cereals, which I thought was really great. And I think I slightly preferred eating Count Chocula's raw, whereas Frankenberry's develops much more of a balance when you bake it. So you really can't go wrong with these, I would say.
It's interesting about the Count Chocula, the fact that it still is like sugar cookie colored. So that's kind of, was that disorienting at all?
I don't think
that
so.
That it didn't have like a chocolate coloring to it, I guess. I mean, there's obviously a picture of Count Chocula on there.
Yeah. I mean, I was too entranced and enchanted by the actual portraits of Count Chocula and Frankenberry that they put on these cookies, which are like super low grade resolution.
The picture of Count Chocula reminds me of one of those, like, you know, the optical illusions where, like, you look at it one way, it's a young woman looking away from you, and another way, it's an older woman. This looks like one of those, except if you could look at it two different ways and it was still nothing. Like, just a lot of different, just when you, I think I've come up with like a perception of how this silhouette is oriented, it flips around on me.
Yeah, the Frankenberry one's just straight up like his smiling face, which is really good. I wish we could have seen what like a hypothetical Boo Berry shaped cookie would look like, because I think he would render really nicely.
Did you try anything else, Dan?
I also tried one more thing that it's not strictly speaking new, but it slid under my radar. I think it's been out for 2 or 3 months. Came out when the Quaker Strongberry and like the Cinnamon Bolt superhero cereals came out. They also released a pair of complimentary DC Quaker oatmeals. They have a strawberry banana Superman cereal, but I tried the Batman Gotham S'mores cereal, which I love that s'mores is a flavor associated with Batman for some reason. But I picked this one out just because I'd never...
Well, more with Gotham. Gotham is a s'mores town.
Clearly. But I'd never really had a s'mores oatmeal before, and like these clearly aren't like special superhero oatmeals in any way, because the actual packets inside the box are just straight up like Quaker s'mores instant oatmeal, which is whatever. And I still really ended up enjoying them. I think my problem with instant oatmeals specifically is that, like, I don't have a microwave, weirdly enough. And I feel like with instant oatmeal specifically, you get the most volume when you make them in the microwave. They puff up a lot more. So when I'm just doing the sort of pour over with hot water or milk method, they're kind of like, I don't know, flat and turgid, but whatever. That's my own problem. But the flavor still holds up. And that, like, more so than any normal chocolate chip oatmeal, it really melds really well with whatever kind of graham flavoring they managed to cram into these oats. And, like, the image on the box is funny because, like, it recommends basically topping this oatmeal with a whole graham cracker. And I think I would recommend that. As a graham fan, I think oatmeal is a great new sort of frontier for graham to push into, having already conquered cereal very handily.
Are there any cereals that have graham pieces out right now?
Like whole graham pieces?
Yeah, like a graham check. You heard of graham checks?
No, but I've heard so many good things.
Oh my God, that was one of the greatest. And it had these like tiny graham cracker pieces. Oh, amazing. That sounds
great. They need to bring back like a Teddy Graham cereal, or like put the graham back in Honey Graham O's since they took that out.
Man, there's a lot of great Chexes left, by the way. Like Double Chex was rice and corn Chex, but sweetened. It was amazing.
All those Chexes died so that we could get bagel chips back in Chex Mix. It was a noble sacrifice.
They had to shut down the Double Chex machine to make bagel chips with it.
I do want to, on the Graham note, make a quick recommendation of a cereal mix that I tried. So if you, like me, are tired of like the pumpkin spice cereals that release every year, because I feel like a lot of them just feel really artificial and like too fragrant and almost perfumey, what I tried was they have these new Goldfish x Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice grams that released. And if you mix those in a bowl with Golden Grahams, it's like the best pumpkin spice cereal. It's very subtle. It's got all that Grammy warmth. And I'm just thinking about it right now, and I'm at a loss for words. So if you want a really good pumpkin spice cereal experience and you felt that the mainstream options are too pumpkin spicy, this is your chance to take matters into your own hands, because those Goldfish Grahams are bomb.
I made my own caramel corn this week, because I was having some folks over, and I keep wondering if it's cereal. And I know we've talked about things that are not cereal, but like, is just caramel corn cereal?
I mean, are you eating it with milk?
I mean, could, yes, but like, I could do that with French cut green beans. Doesn't make it cereal. If anyone gets to be the arbiter of whether or not something is cereal, it's you, Dan. I'm just asking you to decide if it's cereal. I don't know what cereal is, but I know when I see it.
True. Well, it makes me think about how we tried like those the H-E-B cereal granolas that had like popcorn pieces in them.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Those were
good.
Really
yes.
Good. So
really good. I might try to eat a bowl of caramel corn. I gotta wait till everyone's out of the house though, because I can't have my kids see that. Certainly.
My only worry is just like the hulls. Like hulls are very dangerous, and I don't know if you get them milky too. Like they could get lodged in your trachea or something. But as long as you're careful.
We asked you, our beloved listeners, to name the audience of the empty bowl. We had some great responses from you, and I'd love to play those for you now.
Hi, Dan and Justin. Just thought I would share an idea for what to call your listenership. And my idea is Bowl Dozers, BOWLDOZERS. The bowl obviously coming from cereal bowls, and the dozers because it's a relaxing podcast that helps you go to sleep. Thank you for the wonderful podcast.
Hello, Dan and Justin. This is Kayla from California.
I would like to propose that the listeners of The Empty Bowl be called Serial Chillers. That is, of course, serial spelled with a C in reference to the podcast subject material, and chillers referring to the podcast's chill vibe. This pun came to me immediately upon hearing your request to coin a term for your following, and who doesn't love a good pun? Thank you for the podcast.
Hello, Justin and Dan. My name is Steven. My first thought for a name for the Empty Bowl fan base would be Empty Bowlers. However, upon a second of thought, I feel like that insinuates the idea of very sad people at a bowling alley. So instead, I was thinking maybe Spooners, because we use spoons to eat cereal, and we are nestled in our beds like spoons. Thank you for all you do.
Those are all lovely. Dan, did you say that there was one more that you could read?
Yeah, we got one more voice memo that I think it glitched out in recording a little bit, but I can just read it out loud because it poses a very interesting question that I think we can have more listeners chime in on for their opinion for next week. But Ryan O. asks, what cereal would make the best name for a child? Do you think we should throw our hats in the ring for our opinion on this before we toss it to the public?
I want to hear what they say because I'm not gonna be able to come up with something as good as they do.
Okay, let me just share a moment.
You got one,
Braniel. So when I am raising this child, I can say obviously he'd be called Bran for short. So I am raising Bran.
This is a good podcast. I mean, this podcast. It is. And I guess let's see. We have time. The question that we posed a little while ago was cereal and orange juice combined. Let's see. This Chelsea has suggested plain Quaker Oat granola. With OJ, which is something that Chelsea experienced and has returned to. It still does not sound super appealing to me, but maybe it would be decent.
I hear you just tried a new Quaker granola, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a puffed granola with blueberries. It was great. It was really good texture. And I love dried blueberries in cereal. That is my favorite, dried fruit. You know that one, Blueberry Morning?
Oh, yeah. That one.
I think dried blueberries are so good in cereal. One more. Chloe from Arkansas said that they told their mom about the Cinefuego cereal, and their mom had a suggestion of what cereal would actually be good with a dish of spice, suggesting Special K Vanilla Almond. She had a fantastic candied almond dessert with cayenne pepper on top.
Whoa.
And it was very tasty and gourmet. Thank you, Chloe. I think that would be good. I don't think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is such a bad vessel for it. It's just they've done it in such a shabby way. You know what it feels like to eat it is like, it feels like a TikTok challenge more than it does a food. You know, there's those chips where just one is supposed to be miserable in your mouth. And this feels like that. It feels like something kids are supposed to eat on TikTok.
Yeah, they had the chance to do like a Mexican spicy chocolate type approach, and they went with pain and suffering instead.
Yeah, they chose violence. thank you so much for listening to our show.
Can I speak to this last email really quick?
Oh, yeah, of course, Dan.
I just got to give a shout out to John, who sent out a recommendation that, you know, after hearing us talk about the Kashi Go line and how disappointed I was in it, he recommended trying Kashi Go Peanut Butter Crunch instead. And I had thought I had had this one before, but I bought a box just to give it another shot anyway. And I am already almost through my second box. That's how surprisingly great this stuff is. It's in, along the same line as the peanut butter plentiful, where it's just the most like authentically peanut buttery cereal out there. And obviously the crunch is very much on point too, because like it basically has the texture of a bunch of like hypothetical Reese's Puffs minis, albeit just the peanut butter ones, if they were all gobbed together. So thank you for the recommendation there, and I would recommend you all give it a shot as well if you're looking for a straight up peanut butter experience.
Sounds great. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. If you want to support the show, you can go to bowl.rest and play anywhere from, I think, 99 cents to $9.99 per month. That really does help us to keep the show going. Half of that goes to a shelter for people experiencing homelessness in my area, and half goes to help keep seriously.net running. Dan, I realized that I've started instinctively just taking a half second pause before I say the name of your website, just so I can make sure all the pieces are there and ready to be deployed.
I appreciate it. Most people don't.
Anybody else that we owe gratitude to, Dan?
We'd like to thank Chris Zabriskie for our opening theme of The Sun is scheduled to come out tomorrow, Bria Davis for our wonderful podcast branding, as well as M. Loper and Samuel Rardin for designing our Empty Bowl merch. And by the way, if you want to answer our rousing question about what a great cereal name for a child would be, you can go to bowl.rest and look for a little button that says message. It has a little plus sign inside of a speech bubble, so can't miss it.
And when that that baby does come to the planet, no matter what cereal I name it after, I know what my first words to the baby will be. Don't forget to drink the milk.
It's good advice for a baby.
It is. Because babies will. They forget constantly.